The investigation into U.S. abuse of prisoners in Iraq is widening. The Pentagon has now launched an investigation of the investigation. But there also appears to be widening demand for Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to resign his office. Newspaper editorials from Tacoma, Washington to Washington, D.C. and overseas are calling for accountability at the highest levels of the chain of command. Bill Emmett is the editor of The Economist, published, of course, in London. He's on the line from Warsaw. And Mr. Emmett, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And Friday's editorial, calling for Mr. Rumsfeld's resignation, was written by you. Please tell us your thinking.
Well, my thinking begins with the magnitude of the horror of these pictures and the damage that it's done. These really have called into question the discipline of the American armed forces, rightly or wrongly. We don't know whether it's an aberration or a consequence of systemic problems. But whatever the reason for it, I feel, perhaps it's an old-fashioned English way of thinking, that somebody should take responsibility for it right at the top. When Argentina invaded the Falkland Islands, a British possession, in 1982, Lord Carrington, then our British Foreign Secretary, resigned, even though it wasn't his fault that they'd invaded, but rather that he took responsibility for the diplomatic failures that lay behind what had happened. And I think that somebody should take that responsibility in the American cabinet.
Mr. Emmett, I was struck by the fact that when Secretary Rumsfeld made his testimony on Friday, in fact, he said at some length, "I do accept responsibility." But to Secretary Rumsfeld, that didn't translate to offering his resignation. Are we talking about a cultural difference, a difference in the eras between Lord Carrington and Secretary Rumsfeld?
I think these are things that are quite personal. You look in governments, in politics around the world, there isn't really a cultural pattern to whether people resign. I think that perhaps it has been a more British habit to resign as a matter of honor than it has been the habit in Washington. But mm-hmm. I think that there's a resistance within the administration to the resignation because it's a sign of weakness, because they feel that it could fuel the controversy rather than bringing it to an end. And because I think they have some worry that it could damage President Bush during his election campaign. My belief is that it could be the opposite, that in fact, to avoid damage to President Bush, Donald Rumsfeld should resign to, if you like, take the bullet.
Mr. Emmett, we have to ask about photographs that appeared in newspapers of Great Britain last weekend showing alleged abuses by British soldiers in the Basra area.
Well, at the moment, there's an investigation going on into the authenticity and origin of those photographs. But I think that what people are aware of in Britain is that even if the pictures are shown to be fake, which my personal belief is that they will be shown to be fake, that it should not be a cause of complacency, rather that there should be a thorough investigation to make sure that the pictures were not, if you like, reenactments of things that really did take place.
And how has the British government behaved, in your judgment?
The British government is behaving cautiously, but I think fairly well. I think that they are aware that there could be truth to some of the allegations.
Could the British cabinet stand some reshuffling? It's a different system.
Yes, it is a different system. We have quite frequent reshuffling, and one difference is that all of the members of the British cabinet are themselves elected members of parliament. They are not unelected officials, as Donald Rumsfeld is, and so that there's double accountability, that they face an election every 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Emmett, what's your estimation of how the U.S. constitutional system has handled these pictures and the attendant publicity and the calls, the investigations in Congress?
I think so far it's handled it well. I think that Friday's hearing in Congress was an impressive display of scrutiny and accountability. I think that that's good for the outside world to see. I would look for further reassurance that responsibility for this is taken at the top, and I think that that's less a constitutional point than one of political judgment on the part of George Bush.
Mr. Emmett, thanks so much.
It was a great pleasure.
Bill Emmett, who's editor of The Economist, speaking with us from Warsaw.